I don't really know what the truth is. I don't suppose anybody will ever really know. Nine of us now seem to feel that the defendant is innocent. But we're just gambling on probabilities. We may be wrong. We may be trying to let a guilty man go free. I don't know. Nobody really can. But we have a reasonable doubt. And that's something that's very valuable in our system. No jury can declare a man guilty unless it's sure.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American film and stage actor Henry Fonda, whose career spanned five decades. Born in Grand Island, Nebraska in 1905, he made his mark early as a Broadway actor. After his Hollywood debut in 1935 in The Farmer Takes a Wife, his career gained momentum, especially after his Academy Award-nominated performance as Tom Joad in The Grapes of Wrath, a 1940 adaptation of John Steinbeck's novel about an Oklahoma family who moved west during the Dust Bowl disaster in the 1930s. Throughout more than half a century in Hollywood, Fonda cultivated a strong, appealing screen image in such classics as The Oxbow Incident, Mr. Roberts, and 12 Angry Men. Later, he moved toward darker epics such as Sergio Leone's Once Upon a Time in the West and lighter roles in family comedies like Yours, Mine, and Ours with Lucille Ball, winning the Oscar for Best Actor at the 54th Academy Awards for the movie On Golden Pond, his final film role. He was the patriarch of a family of famous actors, including daughter Jane, son Peter, granddaughter Bridget, and grandson Troy Garrity. In 1999, he was named the sixth greatest male star of all time by the American Film Institute. Writer Al Aronowitz, while working on a piece for the Saturday Evening Post in the 1960s, asked Fonda about method acting. "I never studied it. I don't know what the method is, and I don't care what the method is. Everybody's got a method." Jane says that sometimes I use the method without being aware of what it is. Well, maybe I do. Maybe I don't. It doesn't matter. Fonda died at his Los Angeles home on August 12, 1982 from heart disease. He had requested that no funeral be held, and his body was promptly cremated. President Ronald Reagan, a former actor himself, hailed Fonda as a true professional, dedicated to excellence in his craft. He graced the screen with a sincerity and accuracy that made him a legend. Henry Fonda is widely recognized as one of the Hollywood greats of the classic era. On the centenary of his birth, May 16, 2005, Turner Classic Movies honored him with a marathon of his films. Also in May 2005, the United States Post Office released a 37-cent stamp with an artist drawing of Fonda as part of their Hollywood Legends series. 20 years earlier, the Fonda Theater in Hollywood, originally known as the Carter DeHaven Music Box, was renamed in Henry Fonda's honor. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 16th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.